WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's 71 degrees with sunny skies in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. Yesterday, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reported the arrest of Samantha Jo Abraham of Red Oak on a valid Montgomery County warrant for a probation violation. During the arrest, Abraham attempted to flee from the deputy on foot, but was apprehended after a brief foot pursuit. Abraham was also charged with interference with official acts and is being held at the Montgomery County Jail on $7,500 bond. After the arrest, Abraham was found to be in possession of a stolen bicycle from a previous incident investigated by the Red Oak Police Department. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Red Oak Police Department and took custody of the bicycle. The investigation is ongoing. KJAN News Time is 8:03.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. Five Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
ACT scores show a higher percentage of Iowa's 2013 high school graduates demonstrated readiness for college-level coursework than 2012 graduates. In scores released today, 32% of the Iowa 2013 graduates were deemed college-ready in English, reading, math, and science. That's up 2 percentage points from 30% in 2012. Other findings are less rosy. The report shows that minority students were less likely than white students to take the test, and that scores of African American and Hispanic students were lower than those of fellow students. Iowa's state composite score for 2013 was 22.1, compared with the national average of 20.9. Former Democratic National Committee Chairman Howard Dean is returning to Iowa as the keynote speaker at the Iowa Federation of Labor's annual convention. Dean will talk about the effort by Democrats to win legislative seats across the country. The issue is a priority for the Democracy for America organization founded by Dean in 2004. He's speaking to the union group this morning in Altoona. Dean was governor of Vermont from 1992 to 2003. He ran for president in the 2004 election but finished behind John Kerry and John Edwards in the Iowa caucuses. Kerry went on to win the Democratic nomination. Dean is a part-time independent consultant focusing on health care, early childhood development, alternative energy, and the expansion of grassroots politics around the world. A trooper has been convicted of speeding while driving Governor Terry Branstad after declining to fight a citation. Stephen Lawrence opted not to challenge the $181.50 ticket Tuesday in Hamilton County for driving 84 miles per hour in a 65-mile-per-hour zone on Highway 20 in April. The Des Moines Register reports the ticket has been paid. Lawrence was ticketed 3 months after the April 26th incident in which he was transporting Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds. A trooper responded to a complaint of a speeding SUV, but didn't stop the vehicle after seeing it was Car 1, the governor's state-assigned vehicle. The Iowa State Patrol disciplined and ticketed Lawrence last month, only after audio and video of the incident were released and the case created political controversy for Branstad. Two environmental groups filed a petition Tuesday with the Iowa Environmental Protection Commission, calling on the state to set measurable water quality standards to clean up Iowa lakes. The Iowa Environmental Council and the Environmental Law and Policy Center filed the petition saying Iowa's plan for reducing phosphorus and nitrogen that pollute lakes is inadequate and doesn't meet federal standards. The petition calls on the Iowa Department of Natural Resources to set standards to protect 159 of Iowa's publicly owned lakes. The 9-member commission is responsible for setting water quality standards and overseeing the DNR's pollution control efforts. The commission must act on the petition within 60 days. The petition proposes standards requiring scientific measurements and setting limits for chlorophyll, phosphorus, and nitrogen that contribute to potentially harmful algae blooms. The Plymouth County Sheriff's Office says a missing man whose body was found in northwest Iowa killed himself. The Sioux City Journal reports Tuesday that a preliminary autopsy report from the Iowa Medical Examiner's Office shows 36-year-old Jeremy Lee Clary of Akron died of self-inflicted knife wounds. The sheriff's office began searching for Clary on Friday and found his body in a wooded area near Akron. Two wildfire engines and two crews from the Iowa Department of Natural Resources Forestry Bureau are joining the fight against fires in California. The agency says officials dispatched the equipment and crews Monday to help battle fires in northern and southern California. The engines are operated by eight Iowans who are certified by the National Wildlife Coordinating Group. The DNR sends wildfire engines to other states at the request of the U.S. Forest Service. The National Interagency Fire Center says more than 3.3 million acres have burned across the country so far this year. Taking a look at national and world headlines, more than 3 years after his arrest, former intelligence analyst Bradley Manning will learn today how much time he'll be sentenced to prison for leaking hundreds of thousands of secret documents to WikiLeaks. The government wants the military judge at Fort Meade, Maryland, to give the Army soldier 60 years. His attorney is asking for no more than 25 years. Manning is 25 years old. The attorneys for an American soldier who killed 16 Afghans in a massacre on two villages will argue to a military court today that their client deserves a chance at parole. Staff Sergeant Robert Bales may have to face more relatives of the victims' families at his sentencing hearing today in Washington State. Yesterday, an Afghan farmer who survived being shot in March of 2012 cursed Bales and then broke down. France's president plans to ask the UN to visit the site of an alleged chemical weapons attack near Damascus. Syrian opposition groups claim that at least 100 people died today in a government offensive, and some activists claim regime troops used poisonous gas. The Syrian government calls the reports baseless. The head of the inspection team says the high numbers of killed and wounded being reported sound suspicious and that the report should be investigated. Two Iraq war veterans are teaming up to open up their own brewery. The Young Veterans Brewing Co. is about a mile from a Navy jet base in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and their brew has words like jet noise and pineapple grenade. Thomas Wilder and Neil McCannon say the business was born of struggles they endured after they returned home from Iraq in 2005. KJAN News Time is 8:10.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call 5 Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. 5 Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. 5 Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Harold Schwarty, 80, of Erling, died Sunday, August 18th at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A mass of Christian burial service for Harold Schwarty will be held 10 a.m. today at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Stephen Messer I, 62, of Greenfield and formerly of Des Moines, died Saturday, August 17th at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Memorial services for Stephen Messer I will be held 10:30 a.m. today at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Harold Ranke, 94, of Manning, died Sunday, August 18th at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Harold Ranke will be held 10:30 a.m. Friday, August 23rd at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Herb Koenig, 103, of Halber, currently of Omaha, died Tuesday, August 20th in Omaha. Services for Herb Koenig will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday, August 24th, in the St. Augustine Church in Halber. The Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll is in charge of the arrangements. Thomas Bilheimer, 63, of Casey, died Monday, August 19th at his home in Casey. Services for Thomas Bilheimer are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Nadine Joint, 87, of Casey, died Tuesday, August 20th at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Services for Nadine Joint are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Adair. The news is brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN News.